שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, חלק מאמרי שמעתי, מאמר שמעתי רש ג'
גם. We're reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, שמעתי, article 203, man's pride, you'll bring him low. You can send questions, and relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Man's pride shall bring him low.
We learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, especially from the articles of Shamati, various directions, directives, meaning information that guides us on how to advance more and more toward the goal. And we advance not in steps, but in always improving ourselves, correcting ourselves, adapting ourselves more and more to the Creator's nature. In addition to the request, to the prayer, we also need additional information. How can we truly change ourselves so that we would feel such phenomena, in such phenomena that when we attain these phenomena, we become closer, more suitable, more fitting for the Creator. There are those discernments in it that we feel in ourselves, and there are such discernments we cannot feel, but we need to feel, need to believe that if we do it this way, we will advance. And one of the principal things, most important things that separate us from the Creator is the matter of lowliness and pride. That if we know how to properly arrange them, both pride and lowliness have to be in a person, since this is what the Creator created. But how to relate to these two qualities, how to arrange them so that we would optimally and in the fastest way possible, we can use them to come closer to the Creator. We know in our lives as well what is called pride and what is called lowliness. And it happens to us both when we're up, when we're down, how we feel ourselves, less, more or less towards other people, towards something, towards ourselves. And accordingly, we need to scrutinize now how the work in pride and lowliness can help us approach the Creator, resemble the Creator, and be adhered with the Creator. So let's read it and think about it. It's a short article. The idea is seemingly simple, but if we pay attention and we realize it, we work with it correctly, then we orient ourselves significantly towards the Creator.
Shemari 203, man's pride shall bring him low. Man's pride shall bring him low. It is known that a man is born in utter lowliness. However, if the lowly one knows his place, then he does not suffer for being low, as this is his place. For example, the legs are not at all degraded because they are always walking in the litter and must carry the full weight of the body, whereas the head is always above, since because they know their place. Hence, the legs are not at all degraded and do not suffer for being on a low degree. Yet, if they had wanted to be on top but were forced to be below, they would feel the suffering. This is the meaning of man's pride shall bring him low. If one wants to remain in one's lowliness, he does not feel any lowliness, meaning no suffering that man is born a wild ass's cult. But when they want to be proud, they feel the lowliness, and then they suffer. Suffering and lowliness go hand in hand. If one feels no suffering, it is considered that he has no lowliness. It is precisely according to the measure of one's pride, or that he wants to be, but is not. So he feels the lowliness. This lowliness later becomes a kli for pride. As it is written, the Lord reigns, he wears pride. If they adhere to the Creator, they have a clothing of pride. As it is written, pride and glory are to the one who lives forever. Those who adhere to the one who lives forever have much pride. And to the extent that he feels the lowliness, and according to the measure of his suffering, so he is rewarded with the clothing of the Creator.
We'll read
again, Article 203, man's pride shall bring him low. Man's pride shall bring him low. It is known that a man is born in utter lowliness. However, if the lowly one knows his place, then he does not suffer for being low, as this is his place. For example, the legs are not at all degraded because they are always walking in the litter and must carry the full weight of the body, whereas the head is always above, since because they know their place. Hence, the legs are not at all degraded and do not suffer for being on a low degree. Yet, if they had wanted to be on top but were forced to be below, they would feel a suffering. This is the meaning of man's pride shall bring him low. If one wants to remain in one's lowliness, he does not feel any lowliness, meaning no suffering, that man is born a wild ass's cult. But when they want to be proud, they feel the lowliness, and then they suffer. Suffering and lowliness go hand in hand. If one feels no suffering, it is considered that he has no lowliness. It is precisely according to the measure of one's pride, or that he wants to be, but is not. So he feels the lowliness. This lowliness later becomes a kli for pride. As it is written, the Lord reigns, he wears pride. If they adhere to the Creator, they have a clothing of pride. As it is written, pride and glory are to the one who lives forever. Those who adhere to the one who lives forever have much pride. And to the extent that he feels the lowliness, and according to the measure of his suffering, so he is rewarded with the clothing of the Creator.
Meaning, if a person removes the suffering, meaning he's not suffering for himself, but rather because the Creator is not high enough in his eyes, is not wearing a pride enough, then he can check how much he advances, how suitable he is, to what extent he's placing this garment on the Creator, where according to this garment, where he feels himself lowly towards the Creator, accordingly the Creator becomes greater in his eyes. According to the garment, the person builds in him, creates for him, and we can see accordingly how much we're advancing. In other words, to take the pride from oneself and pass it on to the Creator and take his lowliness also to the Creator, but in an opposite manner, meaning that we are prepared to suffer from our own lowliness. Let it suffer, our body, meaning our ego, as long as by that I'm bringing myself to the correct state. Who am I compared to the upper force? And then each time I work on man's pride should bring him low. Meaning I see everywhere I turn my pride, and accordingly I feel specifically my lowliness, and to the extent I can rise above it and advance, then this pride of mine becomes lowliness, and in its place I feel the Creator who is high, who is on high. And in this way I replace or exchange my clothing, of bestowal, because what can you be proud of with the clothing of the Creator? I want to clothe in him, I want to adhere to him, and whatever he has, I am prideful of that, and I see myself advancing in this way. Questions we have.
Mirkas.
What can help a person discover his lowliness?
That he lowers himself, humiliates himself before the friends. Rabash writes about it also in the Shamadi articles and in the social writings. The more zeros he has before the one, he advances. He exchanges his false pride with his true lowliness. Because who is he, other than a will to receive?
Здравствуйте, Рав. Мы созданы в низости, но мы гордимся своей животной гордыней.
We were created in a state of lowliness, but each one is proud of his beastliness.
Where, in the group?
Нет, ну вообще по жизни. Ну, мы гордимся.
Oh, in general, in life.
Вот. А когда мы начинаем,
we are prideful towards each other, and when we begin the spiritual work, do I feel more pride?
You may enter the true spiritual work on the condition that you learn correctly how to use your pride. Also, within the framework that you have in the group, there you're not ashamed, you're not concealed, but rather you can humiliate yourself before the friends openly. And this is actually good. Just don't turn that into a form of pride. Look how great I am, how low I can go, how much I can humiliate myself. That's a lie. But rather try each time more and more to see himself, to see yourself and show yourself as lower
mushpal.
It's more humiliated before the friends. That's good. But only in the group. Everywhere else, we need to remain to behave like everyone. Meaning, I'm not putting any pressure, I'm not showing any pride, I'm being neutral as much as needed according to my role, that's how I need to behave. That's it. In a group, each one needs to try and lower himself, humiliate himself, and by that we are approaching, or at least we see examples between us, and we feel on ourselves what it means to humiliate himself before the Creator. Whatever we have towards the friends, we can then pass it on towards the Creator.
Buongiorno, Rav, grazie.
Buongiorno.
Cosa significa che l'orgoglio e la bassezza vanno mano nella mano? Non sono due.
What does it mean that pride and lowliness go hand in hand? Are these not two different emotions?
They're opposite, but they clothe on our ego and our will to receive. It's like in the ocean, highs and the lows, the high tide and the low tide. And it's the same with us. They clothe on our ego, and according to the force of the ego in a person, accordingly we rise in our pride, or we fall. When we fall, we also fall from our pride to lowliness. What we do need to do is to replace our values, so we would measure it not relative to us, but relative to the Creator. The higher the Creator is, in my eyes, and accordingly as the Lord reigns, He wears pride. As much as I can feel accordingly that I am falling, also the Creator is falling in my eyes, and accordingly I glue myself to the Creator. I am proud that the Creator is great in my eyes, that He's proud. And the lower the Creator is seen in my eyes, this means that I'm falling and I'm in lowliness. This is a measurement of one's adhesion. When I go up and down according to how much the Creator in my eyes is going up and down, and I work on it.
Scusi, Rav, ma quindi l'orgoglio deve essere basato su cosa? Basato sulla grandezza del creatore.
Sorry, so what is the pride based on? What should it be based on? The greatness of the Creator?
What do you mean to base our pride on? I need to feel proud that I have an opportunity to replace lowliness and pride that exist in the average person, when he feels himself relative to the others. I don't measure myself relative to the others. I measure myself relative to the Creator. As much as I can be in a state where I humiliate myself toward the friends and toward the Creator, where the friends are the medium between me and the Creator. And then I can check how much I am advancing towards a state where I'm completely glued to the Creator.
And
as big as He seems in my eyes, I think I'm big. As lowly as He is in my eyes, God forbid, I think that I'm lowly. And that's the matter of adhesion.
Beseder. Unity.
Okay.
Спасибо, Раф.
Скажите, пожалуйста, что за состояние между гордыней и низостью?
Правильно. What is the state between the pride and lowliness? Is that correct towards the Creator?
Whatever you feel towards the friends is what you feel towards the Creator. If I'm in a state of pride or lowliness relative to myself, to the friends, to the Creator, then relative to the friends and relative to the Creator is the same. It's one and the same. To the extent that I appreciate, that I value the group, the friends, then in the same way, for certain, I appreciate the Creator.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rav, perché usiamo la parola umiliare? Io la sento dentro di me come una parola forte.
Why do we use the word lowliness or humiliation to humiliate? I feel that's a very tough word that I don't want to accept. Why this term?
Try to imagine that you to feel yourself at a certain height, which is you. You feel yourself, your self-worth, and everything you have in life, and suddenly you're being humiliated. You're being humiliated. And you're humiliated justly. It's not that the police comes and arrests you. And you're certain that you don't deserve it. So you haven't lost your place, so to speak. But let's say that you've been caught. After 20 years ago, you've done something improper, inappropriate. Then you feel the humility before everyone, before children. This is the meaning of a person being in lowliness. The question is, should we come to know those things or not? So they tell me, if I glue myself to the Creator, if I adhere to Him, then the more I go through these stages, through the states of humiliation, I take them as help to be adhere to the Creator.
And
this is the matter of man's lowliness should save him, and man's pride shall bring him low. But this is only in the group. In the group, we can behave, we should behave according to the laws of the spiritual world. Whereas relative to the outsiders, to the whole world, we don't need to show ourselves in this way. Okay.
Cab, you free.
Bonjour, Rav. In the practical way, how to humble ourselves before the Creator?
Klapei chaverim, klapei mashem.
Toward the friends, towards what Kabbalists write to us. To do or to keep what was our obligation in the ten. First of all, that has to be. And to the extent I try to do this, I'm ready and willing to connect to the friends and to do what we decided according to the rules of society that Rabash writes about. This, for me, is the first step. By which I'm trying already to be humble, as Rabash writes, how many zeros have to be before the one, how many ones before the zero. Remember, there's an article like that. And then accordingly, we say that the more zero I can be towards them. But in spirituality, it's the other way around. It's how much I can grow until I reach the true zero.
And
then I begin to enter spirituality. Only in that condition. because in such relationship between man and his friends, he can check himself to what extent he has a screen or not. Where is he? What's his place? If I can hold myself towards the friends in such a way that I simply annul myself towards them, it means that I'm willing to annul myself towards the Creator, towards the upper light. Meaning I've reached a state of restriction. And then beyond the restriction, I begin to grow in bestowal. How to give myself, how to humiliate myself in practice, meaning to perform acts of bestowal. That's how we advance in spirituality. We have to think about those words. I don't want to over-interpret them so it won't push back and or scare some of our newer friends. But think about it. Because the spiritual world is an upside-down world. There, he who is lower is higher. This is relative to one's ego. Okay. Each and every one needs to see himself, to feel himself. You can't see it on the outside. You cannot. Or rather, if you see it from the outside, it's a sign a person is not doing it on the inside. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the wisdom of the concealed.
Rav, che rapporto c'è fra la grandezza dei miei amici e quella del Creatore?
The connection between the greatness of my friends and the greatness of the Creator.
I can say about the friends that the Creator gave me room to adapt myself to Him, to the Creator, or the way I relate to my friends is how I seemingly willing to relate to the Creator. That's why it's written from love of people to love of the Creator. And the difference is that the attitude toward the friends is more important than the attitude towards the Creator. Because on the one hand, of course, the attitude towards the Creator obligates me. That's on a global level, generally speaking. But on the other hand, my attitude to the friends in practice determines how do I truly relate to the Creator.
Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rap. Rap, ¿qué quiere decir que el sufrimiento y la insignificancia van de la mano?
What is the meaning that the lowliness... Can you repeat, actually?
Repeat.
Sí, querido Rap, en el texto dice que el sufrimiento y la insignificancia van de la mano. ¿Qué quiere decir eso?
What does it mean that suffering and lowliness go hand in hand? What does that mean?
It's good, because if I were lowly, but I couldn't feel that it's lowliness because I wouldn't feel suffering in that state, then what good would that do to me? I would remain in lowliness and never understand that it is lowliness. As he says together, the legs that constantly walk in the litter and all those dirty places, but they don't feel degraded because that's their place. That's how they were born. That's how they exist. That's how they grew up. That's why when we rise from this world to the spiritual world, we constantly need to think, where are we? How are we arranging ourselves? That's why lowliness and pride should be a form of measurement for us. Are we taking this measurement from ourselves towards the Creator, or according to how the Creator appears in my eyes. So I measure myself. How do I know it relative to the Creator? The Creator is never attained, but only relative to the society, to the vessel. So I have to arrange myself towards the vessel, towards the group, the ten, and accordingly I check. The more the friends are greater and greater in my eyes, together with the fact that I also feel how lowly they are, like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill one another. And then, according to how many states I go through and I feel them in practice, this is the indication for my advancement. But if I cannot feel the friends with each passing day, or I relate to them correctly, but just to a small extent, it doesn't matter much, it doesn't bother me enough, then I don't advance. I don't advance towards the Creator. My attitude towards the friends has to be in contrast to my pride and my lowliness. And these relationships indicate how much I can also be in the same relationship towards the Creator. And here we surely don't need, or rather need to keep ourselves on our toes, not let ourselves rest and see where the pride of the group, the greatness of the group, the importance of the group has to be greater and greater in my eyes, greater and greater felt as the main thing in life. This means that I'm beginning to appreciate the Creator, to value Him and to relate to Him more and more correctly, properly. And if together with that I feel my lowliness, all the better. In practice, I need to humiliate myself before the friends, and then this way I also humiliate myself towards the Creator, and I'm willing to do everything the Creator wants. And there are various actions that we need to keep, to implement, and we'll need to keep, because the Creator wants us to do this. And I have nothing special in those actions that would give me joy or make me scared, or on the contrary, be positively impressed. Rather, all those things I will have to do, and they are all spiritual actions where I have no taste in order to bestow. And I, through the friends, I need to learn how to do it and how to enjoy the fact that my body can't feel, at least, or even suffers. And I enjoy, since I'm doing it for the sake of the Creator. And by that, I can measure my pride and my lowliness. And accordingly, I begin to receive new discernments for my states, my spiritual states.
What
to do?
Доброе утро. Вот спрашивает товарищ, есть ли гордость в духовном? Есть такое явление?
He's asking, is there pride in spirituality?
Pride in spirituality is when I feel proud about how great the Creator is in my eyes. In order to see the Creator great in my eyes, I need to lower myself, humiliate myself. How will I feel that he is great in what? I cannot discover him, but rather to the extent I can lower myself towards him by taking upon myself various orders, commands from the society, from the Creator, and I try to do them. By that, I lower myself. And then in that, I attain the pride of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator. Meaning here, I measure how great the Creator is in my eyes, and how much I can humiliate myself. And that's how we advance. We will learn. And those are very precise measurements we have in spirituality. Otherwise, we can't enter the spiritual world. Okay?
Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Помогите, пожалуйста, разобраться, правильно ли это, что каждый товарищ в десятке...
Please help us clarify. Is it correct that each friend in the ten, each one in his own level, some higher, some lower, but everyone must long to be the heel?
Yes, yes, Rabash explains it to us to be about the zero relative to the one relative to the zero in the group. We learned about it.
And according to this article, turns out that if I will have no problem to lower my head, but my friend,
then none of us is neither heel nor head. Rather, each one of us needs to arrange himself in this way. The lower a person can make himself, because he's all pride, the ego, then the more he humiliates himself in practice towards the friends, he then humiliates, lowers his ego towards them, and by that, is starting to grow in him the other measurement, the spiritual measurement. The more he's a zero, then he's indeed higher. And we can feel proud about that according to the measure of personal humiliation. A person can be proud of what he reached. This determines the height of his spiritual degree.
We have this quote, Rav.
Yeah, other questions?
Yes, many times this question arises and I want to clarify it. Yesterday you said we should be as organs in one body. And also that each one is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. So I don't know how to ask it. Each who is greater has more suffering and is longing to be healed, to nullify?
Of course. A person comes to us to study. If he has a small desire in the beginning, then he doesn't feel that many suffering. He doesn't feel so many disturbances, and he advances like the majority of the friends in Nebuch. If he is an especially big egoist, and he feels difficulty, he doesn't understand all the spiritual discernments. He's not refined, pure, he's not spiritual. He doesn't grasp spirituality so much. He's got a strong desire, but this desire is opposite to spirituality for the time being. And so, although his desire is strong, he doesn't quite make it to spirituality. And there are those people who have a small desire, but this desire doesn't separate them from spirituality so much compared to that one with the big desire, the big ego. Hence, he feels himself as advancing slower. He can't hear, he cannot feel what they hear and feel. For them, it's as if they are more spiritual, they're more successful, and he is not so. I see it on them. They shake their head, they try, but they don't advance much according to external discernments because their ego is big. It's not letting them take a step forward and another step and another step. It's very difficult. And time passes if they don't leave. Then after a long time, his friends started to feel various discernments a long time ago, and they're seemingly blossoming in spirituality, and they're advancing, and they're connecting between them. He can't feel it. He cannot feel that he needs to connect with them. He can't feel that spirituality is attained within the friends. It takes even dozens of years before a person leaves, or rather refuses to leave and begins to acquire the first spiritual discernments. It's because his ego is heavy. That's what he got from the system of Adam HaRishon. Later, he goes forward and he will have great big vessels, but his start and his entire path is much more difficult. Well, what can you do? He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. But when will it be greater? When he overcomes his entire desire, inclination.
We become one body specifically through yearning to be the heel. That's what...
Yeah, we become one system, one body, when we, and to the extent that we are annulling ourselves towards the society, towards our the group, our 10. Only in this way can we begin to connect between us, and to the extent that each one is trying to connect, to that extent we enter spirituality. And that's why here the condition of they should help his friend. I don't help anyone, I help myself, because I'm building the system, the 10, since the Creator is revealed in the 10. And here the advancement of the friend is more important to me than my own advancement. And I need to worry about everyone, since our success depends on everyone, for our boat not to drown in the stormy seas. We need to bring those things to the feeling and feel ourselves alive. Okay.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, I don't want to see my lowliness. What do I have to do to see it? Should I pray?
You need to try to practically humiliate yourself before the friends. Agree with what they're saying. Try to do what they want to do, anything you're capable of doing together with them, you have to do.
Buongiorno Rav, se un amico della decina non sa che sta mostrando la sua bassezza.
Hello Rav, if a friend in the 10 doesn't know if he's showing his lowliness in a exaggerated manner or wrong manner, what can the 10 do to help?
Set an example. a clear example that person for what the ten expects of him.
Latin 2.
Buen día, Rab. Pregunta del amigo Juan. ¿Orgullo y bajeza son vestiduras de anulación?
A question from Juan. Is the pride and lowliness clothing of annulment in the ten?
Correct. Juan is right. Pride and lowliness are called in the wisdom of Kabbalah clothing, garments. The more we can clothe in them, we feel that we are clothed in them, to that extent we can measure ourselves. And only according to our pride or lowliness can we measure our degree, our efforts, our attitude towards the friends and the Creator. Everything according to this garment.
טוב, נו, אז אנחנו עכשיו הגענו לתל אביב 4.
תודה רב, בוקר טוב. האגו מוכן.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. The ego is willing to humiliate itself only when there is a good calculation behind it, when it pays off. So, how can you know if you lower yourself correctly?
That's beautiful, the fact that the ego wants to be in pride, and a person understands he needs to be in lowliness towards the Creator or the Ten, which are one and the same, then a person needs to practically humiliate himself, lower himself towards a friend. And Rabash writes about it. Baal Salam also writes, we have to find these sources. He writes that it helps practically to lower oneself before the friends. And that's how we can advance. To lower, meaning to accept what they're deciding, to do what they agree on, to be like a baby in their hands. On one hand, on the other hand, to try to integrate among them as best as you can and to do what they decide. At least in that you're advancing together with them. That's the minimal condition, the initial condition. And later, more and more according to your investment in being together with them.
But it's only when it pays off that I'm able to do it.
So you should make a calculation of what pays off. Make a calculation. It pays off to listen to your ego, or it pays off, pays more to listen to Kabbalists who would recommend you do such and such things. You have to make the calculation yourself.
But the ego tells me that it's worthwhile to lower myself now because I'm going to get something in reward.
Okay, so for the time being you're like that. It's called lo lishma. But at least it's in the right direction. Yeah, you are still working in the part of the work called lo lishma. Not for her sake. It's like when you tell a child, if you study well, I'm going to buy you a ball. And then he studies in order to get a ball. But for the time being, he studies and he becomes smarter. And in place of the ball he wants me to get him a computer, and so on and so forth. This is called from lo lishma to lishma. Lo lishma, not for her sake. The child learns to studies to get a ball. And his desire changes as a result of the study towards a computer. This is called, let's say, lishma in his day.
And a good result from lowering yourself towards the friends, is it joy or the opposite, that the ego suffers?
The ego should suffer. If you look at him, you should be glad that he's suffering. Rabash used to say it like that. He used to point at himself and his ego and said, let it suffer. Good contempt. We need to try and peel oneself from the ego, or peel the ego off of him, and see these things as two. It's not the same thing. You are not the ego. The ego is attached to you, and you need to peel it off to truly remove this garment of lowliness in its place. You are dressing in the Creator's pride, the greatness of the Creator in your eyes. This is a feeling that we will gradually acquire.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот человек старается отменить себя перед товарищами, сделать себя низким.
Man makes an effort to nullify himself towards the friends, to be lowly towards them. What does it mean to reach the clothing of the Creator?
He wants to be in the same pride as when he is clothing in the Creator, when he appreciates the Creator, that this should also be his clothing. He feels pride in how he's raising the Creator above his head.
How does he raise the Creator above his own head? How?
He prefers him this way. He tries to do it forcefully, potentially, and then in practice. But he should make these exercises. If I can't do them in my feeling, then at least I can do them in my mind, in my intellect, and gradually it goes from my mind to the intellect, to the feeling.
Да, Раф, спасибо. Облачение Творца приводит в идеальную, ну как бы в идеальной схеме к низости. Или
clothing, the clothing of the Creator brings to lowliness, or the other way around? What comes first?
The more we raise the Creator, then against that we'll be able to lower, humiliate ourselves, and this humiliation of ourselves will be humiliation, a constructive humiliation, not the kind that as a result will have no strength or anything. We need to be careful not to lower ourselves, but only relative to the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. Otherwise, it will be there were many such faiths and belief systems where people would humiliate themselves, degrade themselves, throw dirt and waste on themselves in order to show everyone how much they feel lowliness. But in truth, it would only raise their pride inside of them.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а со стороны Творца, вот как Творец хочет видеть нашу гордость?
On the Creator's part, how does the Creator want to see the pride in a corrected fashion?
Because you are cleaved to Him and you are proud about the connection you have with Him. That's it.
Тогда.
Тель-Авив Эхад.
Good morning, Rav, friends. From listening to the text, it feels like when I used to look at great athletes with this huge confidence, and on the other hand, they're humble in that they have to work hard to attain everything. Is that similar?
No, because there they have the goal of self-pride, how great they should be. We are in it to a small extent, but our greatness is in how much we can be adhered to the great Creator through the friends, through the great group. The more we will be in zero relative to the group and the Creator, by that will be great. As a result of the adhesion, our goal is in the adhesion. Through the adhesion we get it.
But we also need to conduct ourselves with self-confidence, right?
Yeah, the confidence will come from adhesion. Everything is attained from the adhesion.
Thank you. Sometimes we see that the Creator humiliates a friend through suffering. What's the right attitude of the ten to that kind of lowliness?
Again?
Sometimes we see that the Creator humbles the friend through suffering. What's the right attitude of the ten to that kind of lowliness?
In any place, any state, you have to help the friend, lend a shoulder, help him, be with him in his place in order to save him from that. It doesn't matter where is he getting all those philosophies around it, doesn't matter. If I can help a friend, I don't care about the reasons or the states, I must help him. That's it. Just as I would have wanted to do it to myself, similarly I have to help him. There are no philosophies here, there are no calculations. Imagine that in place of your friend, it's your beloved baby and everything you wanted to do to him, and do the same to the friend.
Thanks a lot, Rav. Every day that passes, I feel how much I can't be without the friends. I'm worthless without them. I really feel that the friends are my strength. The question is if it's recognizing my lowliness or a pride that I was given the best thing from the Creator.
Pride and lowliness go hand in hand, and one doesn't cancel the other like in our world. It doesn't cancel. It's like in a spiritual patsuf. We have coarseness, and we cannot have refinement without coarseness. You just need to have restriction, the screen, reflected light, the correct intention. All in all, and the greater, the coarser you are in your foundation, the more of an egoist you are, then you can turn it, when it's refined, with the intention to resemble the Creator. So there's no fear here that the pride of a person should lower him. On the contrary, there will be more pride. More pride will be revealed, and we will turn it into lowliness, humility, and refinement. You're capable of doing it. According to what I'm feeling now, what I'm hearing now. Let's see what's going on with women. Women have a problem with the pride that's much greater, because according to nature, it's a different kind of pride. It's not the same as men's.
Germany,
I don't feel the lowliness towards the friends, but I just acted out in front of them. Do I need to ask of the Creator to make me feel true lowliness?
Yes, beautiful. You should do that.
PT25, how can I measure myself to see that I'm truly lowering myself towards the friends, or it just seems to me that way?
Even when it seems to you this way, you have to do it. You have to do everything so the friends will also see that I am humiliating myself towards them. Yeah. And then you can see how much they appreciate my humiliation towards me, towards them, or how prideful they are, and they begin to show themselves as greater relative to me. Accordingly, we can see where they are. A person needs to appreciate greatly the lowliness of the friend towards the ten and support it and learn from it.
Question about what you just discussed from PT 17. If I tried to lower myself towards the friend, but she laughs at me and takes pride, my confidence is hurt. What do I do?
To continue to humiliate myself towards the ten, even a ten that is small and is not capable of appreciating my efforts. I expect nothing from them. I only thank the Creator for having the possibility, the opportunity to humiliate myself before the people that He chose, because ultimately it's the Creator who's arranging everything behind the scenes. We can't see it now, but we will see it later, how the Creator arranges everything. There's no one besides Him. And in the ten, it's even more. Therefore, I need to humiliate myself even more in the ten and then to continue. And then I'll see how they will change. We should not forget here that what does it mean that they change? It's the extent to which I change accordingly, I'll see them changing. There are no friends here. There's a certain demonstration of the Creator towards me. And if I humiliate myself towards them, it means that I humiliate myself towards the Creator, and the Creator will change them, will play with them towards me in my eyes. So that I see that they change for better, for the worse, depending on what I need. Think about it. There's no group, there's nothing, there's nothing besides Him, and there's I who needs to recognize it, and the group is in the middle. And through the group, I'm going to get to know the Creator. So there are no friends here. There's on all the ways the Creator is revealing Himself before me. And the more I relate to them, that's how I relate to the Creator. And the way they relate to me, it's how the Creator relates to me. And I don't have in practice what to work with except for the ten. I relative to the ten, and the ten relative to me, and the Creator is concealed behind them until I begin to see in all the friends, women, men, I begin to see the Creator's attitude. That's like that inner force that exists in the ten. The light that fills all the connections, the relationships between us. We will approach these things and come to them in practice and fairly soon.
Mark 25,
with what inner intention should we correctly receive the respect I get in the 10 for dissemination or other activities I do?
I need to accept the respect and the good attitude from the ten and show them that I'm very grateful and it's very important to me. Just like a person who receives a gift, he cannot say, "Ah, you brought me a gift, fine, I'll take it." Of course, it's improper. It's not nice, regardless of the gift. If a person labored and brought me something, I have to accept it with a smile, with show how important it is to me, and so on and so forth, because This increases the peace in the world. It increases the good connection in the world. And that's how I must relate to what the friends are doing for me.
Question
from Chile and Rehovot. How, from a state of lowliness, when my pride is hurt, how do I achieve equivalence of form to the Creator?
I position myself neutrally. First, this is called the place of the judge. The judge has to be neutral. Then I look at what there is, and from that place I begin to judge things, to evaluate things. And then you'll see how these things acquire a different form. It's like a theater. When there is a scene, there's a stage. And the characters in certain act are acting, and I can change those things. I can see it more internally, how the Creator is doing it. We'll see it later. It's an advanced example. But from that, we'll see a new reality.
USA West, how is lowliness different from annulment?
The difference between lowliness and annulment, lowliness is my feeling and annulment is my action and practice. When I annul myself toward the Creator, or in practice, it happens towards the friends.
The last one from Mach 3. Do I need to feel a state of lowliness while also feeling greatness of the Creator?
Again?
Do I need to feel the state of lowliness while feeling also the greatness of the Creator?
The two are interrelated. Interconnected. As much as one falls, the other gets up. That's what it is called in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And so, my lowliness and the greatness of the Creator are like, how do you call it, Niv? Like the scales or what kids do, a seesaw. One goes down, one goes up, and then the other one goes down and the other one goes up. But we have to be happy about both states, like kids, and then our game will be good for everyone, bring gladness to everyone. So I need to be in the same way, lowliness or pride, but constantly keep in motion, and we enjoy the motion like little kids. We enjoy the motion, and not I am all the way up or I'm all the way down. This does not matter. I'm constantly in joy. I'm advancing. We still need to connect to the seesaw. This is how the pump works. It draws and then it gives. It draws and then it gives. And we need to see how in our work we pass all the discernments until we get to spiritual discernments.
Раф, вопрос от десятки. Могут ли товарищи, ну, в своей духовной работе?
Question from the ten. Can the friends in their spiritual work promise something to each other and sometimes not follow through with it? Does it have to do with some self-confidence and pride, or it's something else?
A person can make these promises to others because it will obligate him above and beyond his forces, and he'll run away from the group. We had such instances, and it's not recommended to do it unless he talks to the friends about it and they all agree with his advice to do things a certain way and everybody agrees to hold on to it, maintain it, then the decision of the group will sustain that decision. That resolution, not that a person is doing it by himself. Who is he? He is simply a result of the influence of the environment on him. A person does not have any freedom. His future depends only on the level of his adhesion to the group, and the adhesion already radiates in him the force of confidence. Only in this way. So our connection in the 10, in the small boat, that's what gives us confidence in the stormy sea.
Здравствуйте, Раф, мировой клин. Подскажите, в чем разница принизить себя перед десяткой или перед товарищем?
What's the difference between lowliness towards the 10 or towards a friend?
The 10 is my friends together. I have to have any other friends. I count the friends in the 10. And outside of the 10, there are other friends, of course, supporters, etc. But when we are speaking of friends, we are talking about the 10 with whom I have the arvut, the mutual guarantee, the deed of the contract, and that's and that's how I advance with them.
Thank you very much, Rav. If we weren't yet at a spiritual height, how to not, get used to the lowly place of the legs, and then how do you yearn to rise from that?
It's written in a few places that a person has to humiliate himself. So try to humiliate yourself towards the friends in practice. And in truth, if you are ready and if you're so advanced, the Creator will arrange such states for you. When you feel yourself humiliated to such an extent that you feel that the friends want to throw you out of the 10 because you're totally unworthy and maybe even harmful and other such things. Meaning it all depends on the extent to which a person is going through the states of the work with the friends. Let us see ourselves as, say, Jonah, the prophet, saw himself when they threw him overboard. They sent him out, didn't accept him in all those places, so he had to flee into the sea, and then he came back. Meaning there are such states in spirituality where we cannot understand what's going on with us, but the main thing, regardless of what they're doing with you, you're not leaving the path. You're holding on to it as long as you can prevent your fall. And also from the perspective of the friends, they need to understand that if they are throwing out the friend, it's the last resort. It's an extreme condition where they say to a friend, go, leave us. Rather, they have to tolerate him and see how much he is as a harmful force, and how to turn this harmful force to a positive, beneficial force. And we need to look at our 10 and see, each one of us needs to see such forces and use them correctly. There are many things, but we have to accept them first and foremost, that they all come from, there's nothing besides them, and we should not look down at each and every friend. There is no person who was born without a need, without a role. So we have to accept each and every friend as a necessary thing and to try and use him, nevertheless, utilize him as much as possible, even when he seems to be harmful. Nevertheless, you have to continue and keep going and until we advance and he studies and he breaks himself and he advances together with us. Those exalted souls, those high souls, especially those, they undergo such unpleasant states.
Ken.
Daraba.
Holland.
Dear Rav, how do we come to the correct intention when using pride and lowliness in our ten?
It's how we exchange our own respect with the respect of the group and the respect of the Creator, glory of the Creator. It's to the extent that I annul myself before the environment. So in my annulment before the environment, I come to a state where I enter a state of ibu, impregnation. Afterwards, I grow in the environment as much as I can adapt myself to them, not just annul myself, but also adapt myself when I shift from my side to their side. And in this way, I grow as an embryo within them, in the womb. And I advance more and more.
Niv, maitcha.
Niv, what's with you?
Yes.
You have nothing to ask?
There's two very nice quotes of what you were speaking about.
Go ahead.
So the first one, Bala Sulam writes in letter 21, if you want to take the sins away from you, you have to annul yourself instead of the torments. Meaning that you will feel yourself that you are the low one from all people in the world. It requires much learning and education to understand this. And each time you should test yourself to see if you are not fooling and deceiving yourself. It also helps to lower yourself before your friend in practice.
So
you should watch out not to lower yourself only, but the right people. And if you want to do it practically, you'll be able to annul yourself before our society and not before strangers, God forbid. However, you must know for certain that you are the worst and the lowest of all people in the world, as this is the truth.
Yes, they should send us this excerpt. That's the one I meant. That you have to, in practice, lower yourself before the friends. Of course, it should be moderate. You have to count. You have to measure how much you do it. So you will see how you advance from time to time.
Rabash writes in the article of Love the Friend as Yourself, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend. It is like writing numbers. If you first write 1 and then 0, it is 10 times more. And if you write 0, 0, it is 100 times more. In other words, if his friend is number 1 and the 0 follows it, it is considered that one receives from his friend 10 times more. And if he says that he is double 0 compared to his friend, he receives from his friend 100 times more. However, if it is the contrary, that he says that his friend is the 0 and he is 1, then he is 10 times less than his friend, 0.1. And if he can say that he is 1 and he has 2 friends who are both zeros compared to him, then he is considered 100 times less than them, meaning that he is 0.01. Thus, his degree lessens according to the number of zeros he has from his friends.
Again. Tov.
Yes. Okay. Moscow 6.
You say that we need to suffer the friend in any state as much damage as he'll do?
No. Not in every situation. But still, it's a friend. He's in a group, and he does more or less on the outside what everyone does. He participates. First of all, external participation. This is a must. Without it, there's nothing to talk about. We check a friend. First of all, not according to his nice words, pretty words once a month when he comes, but it's when we see him in the group's activities and the quality of his participation in the group. This we should already discuss. Maybe he understands, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he has some problems, some burdening of the heart. His ego is too big in some way. His future, his past, who knows? But the main thing is physical participation. Next.
Ну вот да, как бы, но все равно вот то, что сейчас говорится, я как бы слышу все равно по-своему.
So what was said now is that I hear it my own way. So it brings some limitations down, but it's supposedly I'm the master of myself. Whatever I can tell the ten, how can I control myself? Where are the red lines that I can't go beyond? What should the ten reach?
The 10 should, first of all, respond to your physical participation, because there is no argument about this. It's evident to everyone, your physical participation. After your physical participation, where you are more or less like everyone else, they should pay attention to how much you add the power of internal power of advancement to the group, meaning in connection among all the friends. And in this, we are already very different. And we cannot measure this. One exerts more, one exerts less according to his character, according to the necessity and the importance of the goal that he feels. This is how we should see. And here we are already in a situation where there is room for scrutinies. And this is what we scrutinize here today as well. For an hour and a half now, we've been scrutinizing it every day. And the question is, to what extent you're trying to realize it among yourselves afterwards? And you can see that each day we take new discernments and scrutinize them, and I hope that you're implementing them in the group, and accordingly we will advance. If you are only hearing this in a morning lesson, it's certainly not enough. It's not enough in order to advance. Okay?
Safon 2.
Doesn't it move the ego away from spiritual work?
It all depends on the goal. If my goal is to reveal the Creator, to adhere to Him, and I can do this only in the ten, realize it only in the ten, until all the friends become to me as one, and I am within them like an embryo. And this is how we advance. So, what's to talk about? The dependency, the lowliness, the pride, all those things are realized there. Where else can you realize them? Only in the ten. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Adon, ma anachno.
Mister, what are we doing now? Do we have another article?
Yes. Honor, article 181 called Honor.
Okay. We have no choice. We're moving on to it. Honor. I have to. Well, it's short. Because we have to try to go over all the articles of Shamati.